Thanks be to God.
If you look at the scriptures, in every account of the call in the scripture, every account of the call in the scripture, we see God calls someone with a weakness, or many weaknesses. And when that person is being called, that person confesses it. Lord, I am not worthy. You better call someone else. If you look at Moses, as soon as Moses is being chosen, Moses says, how can I take your people out of Egypt? I don't have the capacity to lead. I have a speech problem. Look at Jeremiah, the call of Jeremiah. God calls, I call you, I consecrated you in your mother's womb. You were chosen even before you were born. Jeremiah says, I'm a baby, I'm a child. How can I go and tell the people of Israel to correct their ways? And when we look at the disciples in the gospel, the fishermen, we wouldn't call them to be part of something, a new beginning, but Jesus called them. Look at Paul. Paul is a zealous, anti-Christian guy. Passionate, zealous, full of zeal. But God calls to be him as the best Christian. So when we look at all this call, God did not call the disciples in spite of their weakness or despite of their weakness. But God, Jesus called them because of their weakness. He did not call them in spite of their weakness, but he called them just because they had that weakness. They had that problem. When I look into my life, I think God called me because I am the weakest in my family. I was the broken in my family, and I was the potential potential biggest sinner in the world, and I think I'm proud of it, because that is the reason I am standing here as God's priest. God called me because of my weakness, and one of the biggest weakness I count in my life is my tongue. And I have said this many times. The reason I came to Australia is because of the tongue. I made nicknames of priest and did a big drama, and the priest kicked me out of India and the church. But one of the biggest gifts God is using me these days is using that tongue to preach his word. What an irony, isn't it? Recently, I made a funny comment to one of our priests. Thank God he didn't kill me. We were talking about being parish priest and being missionary priest. I like to go around and preach, and poor guy is stuck in the parish. He also wanted to travel, and we were talking, and he told me, Bonnie, one day you will become a parish priest, so don't be so overjoyed. Then I told him, the thought of being a parish priest makes me puke. See, that's the power of my tongue. And I knew, as soon as I said that, the priest's face just go bang, down. It really hurt him. Next morning, of course, we are brothers in love. We hugged and kissed. We hugged. We move under the spirit. We fight, we love. It's life. But that was the power of my tongue. But God uses it. He did not call me because I had all the things in the world together to lead his people. He called me because he saw a weakness in me. He saw this tongue that can cut people down. A tongue that can kill people's good name. The tongue can gossip and slander. And God said, I want it. I want to go into him through that hole where he is weak. And then I want to consecrate that part of him, that part of her. Once I captivate him through his weakness, he will be always my disciple. He will never let me go. I will never take pride in any of my priestly ministry success or anointings, because at the end of the day, I know God has captivated my heart through my weakness. He took it, consecrated it, and put a trademark, Jesus's. Put a trademark. He's got the patent on me. Because something impossible he did. And he made it possible. I never thought this tongue can serve God. I never thought this tongue can proclaim his good news. Because every time I commit a sin, even my self-confidence goes down. But God came into my weakness. He transformed it. He called me. He called you. He calls us. Not because we are perfect, not in spite of our weakness, but because of our weakness. So let us be proud, like St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I take pride in my weakness, because it is in my weakness the grace is fully alive and active. Because the glory goes to God when grace is active in weakness, because truly, if you're very sincere, we know it is grace who works in that weakness. And Jesus was on a journey with his disciples from Jericho to Jerusalem. Jericho to Jerusalem is 15 miles. And journey is very important in Christian life. If you look at every gospel, journey, the theme of journey is very crucial. The journey of a Christian, the journey into Calvary, journey into new heaven, journey into the paradise, be with the Father. But one person on the street, blind, a beggar, can't even move. We read in the gospel, he is sitting by the side. All the other characters are walking. There's only one person who is sitting. That is the blind beggar. In the story, there is only one who is stationary. That is the blind beggar. Everyone else is on the move. Everyone else is in search. Everyone else is following Jesus. One person unable to call, unable to recognize his worth, unable to see that there is meaning in his life, unable to move beyond his situation, unable to make the journey. He is sitting by the roadside. And God calls. Jesus calls him. The call, how many times that word came? He cries out, Jesus, son of David. Why son of David? Son of David is actually Solomon. Solomon is associated with healing and mercy in the Old Testament. So as soon as he hears Jesus of Nazareth, he says, son of David, merciful healer, please rescue me. And Jesus says, call him. And disciples goes and says, he calls you. My dear brothers and sisters, God's call come into our lives. Or we can hear his call when we acknowledge our utter poverty. As a priest, as a seminarian, I begin to cooperate with the formators very late in the formation. And actually start in the beginning of my priesthood only, I started to change. You probably wonder why. It's only when I came to know my utter poverty as a priest that without him, I cannot function as a priest. Because I'm not dealing with daily office work. I'm dealing with people's soul, and only God can touch people's soul. And when I came to know the utter poverty of me, my weakness, I cried out for help. Or some events happened in my life, cried out instead of me for help. And there was, I found my Jesus of Nazareth, son of David, who gives me healing and mercy. Now I stand here, who experienced the call of my God, and I was unaware of that call unless and until I I put my finger on my weakness. Yes, I am blind. Yes, I am a beggar. Yes, I am on the street. Yes, I am covered in shame, a big cloak. Yes, I need help. So I cried out, I cannot survive as a priest in Australia unless I grow deeper in my Lord, unless I experience the biggest change in formation, unless my brothers carry me in my priesthood. God calls us because of our weakness. But to hear that, we have to be in touch with our reality. We have to be in touch with our reality, our weaknesses. Never be ashamed of them. Never be guilty and put your head down and say, no, I can't live this life. But rather be proud of them, and into that pain, into that vacuum, into that littleness, into that poverty, call forth Jesus of Nazareth, Son of David, the healer, the merciful God. And we will survive. We will see how grace is at work in those places. And sadly, young people, we cannot. I was just reading an article. It says 50 million hashtag in Instagram with the word me accompanied by selfie. This year, 51 million. Hashtag me. Most of these pictures were not so great pictures. Some of the survey done by among teenagers, they say, a person took 20 minutes to do a selfie. Suppose you want to send your cute little legs to your boyfriend or girlfriend. You spend 20 minutes from different angle shooting yourself. These are modern day cry of our generation coming out of Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat. Jesus of Nazareth, Son of David, have mercy on me. We won't see that anymore on the street. We have to get into the digital world. And young people, most of you are working with young people. The digital world is full of blind beggars. Young people who are blind of their self-worth. At least Bartimaeus had a cloak. The young people, they have nothing on it. Blind beggars. And as Christians, as Christian parents, Christian young people, as priests and sisters, if you are going to be people like, shut up, young people, you don't work, you don't know the decorum in the church, is this the way you behave? If you're going to do that, we will never win hearts. Let us ask Jesus. Jesus, give us a heart of receiving heart. Jeannie Kwaja, a great psychologist, we can say, trainer, she said there is four ways of communicating. Egoistic way, the receiving way, the judging way, the sacrificing way. Jesus is a brilliant guy. He says, what you want me to do for you? Who becomes the important guy? Not Jesus, but the beggar. What do you want me, I am at your service, to do for you? Let's hear that in our poverty, in our weakness. What would you like to do, Jesus? What would you like Jesus to do for you tonight? Maybe you have a couple of young people in your mind that really needs some touch, a prayer. What would you like Jesus to do for them? Maybe you know many blind beggars in your workplaces, in your school. What would you like Jesus to do for them? Because it echoes in our heart. What do you want me to do for you?